My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The vibes were off. I don't think that was a really super tight Buffalo Bills team. They won a lot, and they did the Bills thing because they have good players. Everything now in training camp is saying a weight is lifted, it's refreshing, it's a different Josh Allen. And I honestly do think that has a lot to do with Stephon Diggs. I like Stephon Diggs as a person. I have a good history with him as a show. I think it was time for that relationship to end, and I don't think Josh Allen misses him because he just said he doesn't miss him, and he shouldn't miss him. He's moving on.
All right, that's Kyle Brandt. I agree with a lot of what he said, which is, look, I mean, it doesn't mean Stephon Diggs is a bad person, but as I've tried to describe here, Joe, for the last, you know, couple weeks, so people say, what's different and with the team, like, with Stephon comes this aura, right? And there's always this attention that he brings with him, and it doesn't have to be negative attention, it's just attention. And I think the Bills have done, what they've done here is they've really kind of concentrated on having this team where it's not about that, and it's going to be about everybody, it's about a team, and it just feels like there's a really concerted effort to make that happen, to have that happen. The proof is going to be when they go out there, though. None of that matters if they don't win, right? But I do think that that is exactly right, the way Kyle Brandt explained it.
See, I hard disagree with him, though, that Allen said okay. He doesn't miss Josh Allen. Like, to me...
Right. He said he did and he didn't, right?
Yeah, I thought actually Allen did a masterful job of towing the line and not getting aggregated for, like, the whole... I guess he did a little bit there because it made it to Kyle Brandt's desk. But that's a question where it'd be really easy to create headlines either way, no matter how you answer. Like, do you miss Stephon Diggs? If he says no... Then, oh, Josh and Diggs, like, see, they never got it. Like, you could run, it could become wildfire. And if he says yes, then someone could misconstrue that to say, oh, he must not like how his receivers look at camp because he said he missed Stephon Diggs. Like, to me, Allen actually did a great job of not stepping in it. When his exact quote was miss, I don't know if I'd say miss. Again, I don't think he can just say I missed Stephon Diggs. And then he said...
Okay, so what's interesting, let me stop you for a second. This is good because... I heard you and Jeremy on this, and I think you and I took away very different things about what Josh said.
Okay,
I agree 100% that he did not go, he did a masterful job. You are 100% right about it. Zach, do you have it? Do you have the sound from Josh yesterday talking about Stephon Diggs? Can you play this? Because when you and Jeremy talked about it, I think I came away with a totally different view than you did about what he was trying to say without saying it. Okay?
Okay.
Zach, do you have that? Can you play that for us? Okay, here we go. Let's hear. This is Josh Allen yesterday on Stephon Diggs when he was asked, do you miss Stephon?
Steph's a great player, and what he brought to this team was special. So I don't know if I'd say miss. You know, he was a guy that was reliable. You can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston. So definitely, you can't say that you don't miss that. But I am very happy with what we got going on here and how hard the guys have been working.
Okay.
Okay. So I correct me if I'm wrong. You kind of take it as he's saying he misses him. I'm saying the opposite. I think the second part of that is the money quote.
The second part, which is what?
I'm very happy with what we have going on here.
Yeah. See, I think maybe this is tough to... This is why he does such a good job, I think, of this question.
Yes, he does.
Because you could kind of pierce it either way. Like, to me, I think I would... When I first heard it, like, I'm happy with the guy, what we have going on here. Like, to me, that's... assume that you have to throw that in. Like, no matter how you answer the question about a Diggs, you have to say that. You have to talk about the guys here in any question about Stephon Diggs. But I'm guess what you could say back to that, which I also don't know if I agree with, which would be if he gets asked about Diggs, he also has to talk about the reliability, you know, the juice every day, though. Like, he didn't have to go all, he didn't have to get into too many specifics. He could have just said, yeah, I just want to focus on the guys here. Like, he kind of could have bypassed it altogether and didn't.
I think he wanted to kind of give, you know, Stephon a little love and make sure everybody knows that, like, and not make a big deal out of it. It's so funny how, that's right, he's so good at it, because I don't know, but you took the first part of that as kind of really what he wants to say. I took the second part, which is, yeah, of course, you miss him a little bit, but I really like these guys now. Like, I don't need him here.
Yeah.
That's what I took from it.
Yeah. I mean, in reality, where do we probably end up on this is, it's where we've kind of landed, right? Which is, he was an amazing player, and that I don't buy that Allen and Diggs hate each other, but maybe they both knew and everyone knew, like, okay, it was time to move on here. You know, everything that broke down the way it did and the way that they both are as people and how they, you know, do things off the field, that it never turned into this poisonous atmosphere, but it was time to move on. It was just time to move on. And that's not to say that the past 4 years were wrong to go through it. I think I kind of feel like I want to land in the same spot of where I was a day ago before he got asked this question.
All right, I like it. That's why he did a great job. He has people like us talking about the two different sides of it. Whoever coached him up, I mean, maybe no one, because Josh is really good about it anyway, but he knew he'd get asked about Stephon Diggs at some point. They did a masterful job, everybody did, of kind of being on point with how he had to answer that without it being a really big deal. Someone's going to make it. We did. We're talking about it. But it's not like headlines everywhere from, right, you know, ESPN and Yahoo and CBS. Oh, Josh Allen says he does miss Stephon. Josh Allen says he doesn't miss Stephon. We don't see that. We're just having a debate on what the hell did he mean, which is actually really good, which keeps it right there and him doing exactly his job. So Team USA has...
they've tied it.
...erased the... what was a 17-point deficit and just a 11 or 9-point deficit a couple minutes ago. It is now a tie game against Serbia in the semifinals, but they're a long way from being over here, Joe. Serbia is giving them everything they can handle, and every time I watch down the floor, Serbia seems like they're making a shot that is just kind of off balance, and they're all Jokic shots, right? They're not him specifically, but it seems like that. And then the other thing that's really impressing me is, man, Serbia just gets back on defense and does not give Team USA anything easy at all.
Yeah, it's a good game right now. Like, this is,
yes,
this is why I was excited for this basketball tournament, because I think the world catching up a little bit make the games more competitive. Like, don't have everything be a blowout. And right, like right now, like the basket that just went in, Jokic gets double teamed, and because he has eyes in the back of his head, he puts the perfect pass on for a dunk. Like, he's the center of everything. For the U.S., it's been a lot of the last couple minutes, like, rallying back. Like, LeBron is getting in it, but Embiid has gotten a lot here recently. So those two are going at it. So now we got a two-point game with under three to go. Stressful.
All right, we put the call out to you a little bit earlier. We have Scott, who's chiming in and getting connect with our fans. Hi, Scott. You're on WGR.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
I have 2 points I wanted to make. The first one on the whole Josh missing or not missing Diggs. And they kind of, Brant kind of alluded to this a little bit, but it's kind of like a past relationship where it's like, do you miss an ex? It's like, well, you're not going to say like, oh, I missed them, but maybe at one point things were really fun and exciting, but for one reason or another, things just change and it's time to move on to a new point in your life. And it doesn't mean it had to be some big blow up. So I thought Josh did a good job of answering that. You know, he probably has a lot of respect for Diggs, but knew it was just time to move on. And and the other thing I wanted to bring up was Matt Bovee tweeted out a video of Kyer Elam, an interview that he did with him. And he kept mentioning like how he feels free. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. And the way I took away from that was not necessarily, oh, it's about Diggs. I mean, it could be a little bit, but I think a lot of these young guys who are still on the team, they were drafted into the team where it's like, we got to win the Super Bowl right now. And maybe there was a lot of pressure with that. And, you know, whether because it was guys who are going to be, you know, leaving because their contracts are up or their prime is ending and they had to win now. But now, look how many of those guys are gone. I'm not saying those guys did anything wrong, but it just was the aura of the team. And now it's kind of like a fresh start.
Scott, let me tell you what that's about with Kyrie Elam pretty much. And this is from my perspective. That's about a new position coach. That's what that is. That's about him being a bit more free in what he can do. I think there was a lot of evidence of John Butler and Kyrie Elam not being on the same page. And that was his position coach for 2 years. Kyrie Elam now has a new position coach, Jamil Adai, who came from college. And I think that that relationship is allowing him to feel like he's a little bit more free. That's where I think. I don't think that has anything to do with Stephon Diggs being on the team or any of his teammates being gone. That's what that is. And that goes back a while. And John Butler left not because of anything wrong or anything Kyrie Elam did. He said it himself. He didn't get the defensive coordinator job. He has goals in his career, and he just wanted to go to a spot where maybe he has a better chance to move up. But that allowed, to me, the way I look at it, that allowed Kyrie Elam to maybe, in his words, be a little more free with a new position coach and have different eyes on him. Scott, it's also why you keep hearing Sean McDermott say clean slate and fresh eyes and things like that when it comes to Kyrie Elam.
Yeah, it makes sense. I think that all makes sense. And I have known about the senior coordinator, but I guess I'm just looking at it as, you know, been hearing a lot about how there's the good vibes and the vibes are different and things weren't really kind of off last year. And I don't know if, like, I was looking at it as maybe the Super Bowl pressure was becoming too much for them. And maybe it's not specific just to Kyrie Elam, but just another piece to it. I guess,
sure. I like it. Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for the call. That's Getting Connected with Our Fans. It is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealership, online at northtownkia.com. A big run by Team USA, Joe.
Yeah. Durant just stole the ball away. Backcourt violations. They're up five now with the ball. Last 2 minutes, it went Steph Curry three, LeBron flying through the air at a million hours layup, and then Steph down the court, steal layup. Man. Those two doing it is also awesome. Their ages to still be out here doing it. On Elam, did you hear Chris Brown with me and Jeremy yesterday?
A little bit. I don't know if I heard this part.
When we asked him about Elam and his camp, Chris said that he thinks if Elam plays in the preseason like he has in training camp, and he said in training camp he thinks he's been their most dynamic defender. If he plays in the preseason like he has in training camp, you can't not start him. He didn't quite go into like who he would bench or what you would do with it. All Chris said was you cannot not start him if he plays in the preseason and continues through camp the way he's been doing it.
It's a good thought. I have to sit on that because to me it's got to couple with Benford and or Douglas.
That's what I wonder.
Performing, and I get what Chris is saying. Like, look, I respect a lot where he's coming from because Elam's had a very strong camp. He's had a very strong OTA, mini camp, and training camp. I mean, Benford's been a little uneven. So is Elam. Like, he's not making every single play. It's not like I'm watching Benford get torched every play, though. You know what I mean?
Right. There was one today, MVS beat him deep, right? But, it's kind of happened both ways. Elam, I saw the other day, like, grabbing and pulling on, maybe it was Coleman. So there still are some of those with him, too.
It's a great problem to have, though, if you want to call it a problem.
I wonder, Chris might have even said this, too, in following up on that. It's, like, I kind of like that idea. Like, Elam, to me, because of the elite traits he has, if you told me that he is starting to become more consistent, like, I want that guy on the field. Like, he takes the ball away, and sure, I might have a couple of headaches, but that's a player I would want out there. I also think Benford is a great cornerback. So, there's that part of it. Well, I think what Chris maybe even followed up with, but if not, I thought of this too, that would they even do it? Because what would that say? Kind of, you know what I mean? Like, what message would that send when Christian Benford came in as a sixth-round pick and has done as well as you could possibly ask him for a couple of years. And really, other than not being able to stay healthy, there's been no big problems. What does that say to a guy like him if he does everything the right way and performs for 2 years and he sees the bench at the beginning of the year?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Durant big-time shot to put the USA back up by four, but then Jokic comes down. It's a one-point game with 25 seconds left here in the semifinal. Team USA against Serbia. It is a back-and-forth game. Tremendous semifinal. The winner plays France, right, Joe? France beat Germany?
Yes, the winner will play France. I really want to see USA against France. I want to see Wembanyama against... at home, by the way. This is in Paris. So you would have a crazy atmosphere. Wembanyama and Gobert if you want him, but I think he stinks. But give me Wembanyama against Team USA in the finals. That'd be so, so good.
Well, I mean, we'll keep it here just for a minute so we can kind of keep everybody updated. We can't do play-by-play necessarily, but we'll keep you updated on what's happening with Team USA. There's 8.2 seconds left.
They're up two.
USA was just fouled by Serbia, and I don't know, I think they're going to the line here. You can kind of tell me. I think we're kind of watching it right at the same time.
And it's a good question. I don't know
if they're going to the line. If they were in the possession bonus here.
Yeah, Steph at the line. And I mean,
okay,
that's arguably the greatest three free throw shooter of all time. So him missing one would be surprising. He almost missed it. I almost jinxed him, but he made it. So they're up three with 8 seconds left.
You're a couple seconds ahead of me, believe it or not. So
are you watching on a stream?
Yes, okay. On USA.
I've got it on cable in here, so I would probably be a second or two ahead.
Hit all of the rim, right, and rolled in. I just saw the free throw made, so I'm probably about 10 seconds behind you, it seems like.
Okay.
That's what we got. I'm at Studio Capaccio, Joe's in our Amherst studios, and our Duntire Amherst studios, of course. 803-0550 if you'd like to jump on board. Hey, if you want to talk about Team USA, we'll be willing to do that, but Joe's going to jump at 5 p.m. Derek Kramer's going to join me. And we're going to have Paul Hamilton on. Paul actually covered practice today out at Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University. The Team USA now is up 4 points with 8.2 seconds left. I hate to say it this way, but barring some disastrous kind of three-point shot here, Joe, you can tell me what's happening. You can get everybody update everybody. You're ahead of me.
It is over. Team USA wins by four. They erased an 11-point deficit with 9 minutes to go. Close one.
Wow.
That is such a good game. Such a good game.
Yes. Perfect timing for us to take a timeout. Great job, Team USA. You thought about the Chopin Bulldog show here with Sal and Joe, and now you see the agony of defeat, the thrill of victory coming from Serbia and USA, respectively. Thank you for ending there so we can take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour, and then Derek Kramer joins me with Paul Hamilton at 5 p.m. here on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.